USA News, I'm Lance Pry. U.S. lawmakers yesterday met with Taiwan President Tsai in California under the threat of retaliation by the Chinese government. Republican Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Fox News last night gives us his takeaway.
China can never tell us what to do. As Speaker of the House, I'm going to meet with whoever we want to meet with whatever country. And you know what? We need to speed up our weapon sales to Taiwan. Have we learned anything what's happening around the world? Let them defend themselves. Deter the ability of China to enter Taiwan. We need to be able to foster greater democracy and freedom. We need to be able to work together economically from the chip manufacturing and others.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis may be recalculating his campaign after Trump's indictment.
Still no word on whether Governor DeSantis will run for president, but he is the headliner at the Midland County Republican Party spring breakfast today. Barry University's Sean Foreman says DeSantis may be in a wait-and-see mode since Donald Trump's poll numbers have tripled since his indictment.
This does put Ron DeSantis in a difficult position, which he's already been in, and that is whether or not to run for president, and if he does, when to announce.
The latest Yahoo News poll says Trump has 57% of the vote compared to DeSantis's 31%. I'm Skip Kelly.
Former foes Saudi Arabia and Iran agreed to restore flights between their countries and resume government and private sector visits after their top diplomats met in China today. The summit comes weeks after the two governments agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations in a deal brokered by China, which ended 7 years of snubbing each other. According to a notice posted by the Federal Aviation Administration, SpaceX could finally kick off its first orbital test launch of its gigantic Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy booster as soon as Monday. The Starship is a booster with 33 rocket engines and stands 164 feet high, potentially the most powerful rocket ever launched. This is USA News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
After Tuesday's arraignment of former President Trump, Republicans rushed to defend him, calling it a political persecution by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. As many Democrats celebrate the charges, President Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have remained silent. McConnell, who reportedly hasn't spoken to Trump since December of 2020, stopped from making any statement responding to Trump pleading not guilty to the charges. In fact, the Republican Senate Minority Leader also said nothing regarding the indictment. McConnell's top spokesman, David Popp, said, quote, "If we issue a statement, we'll let everybody know," end quote. Charlotte, North Carolina area Democrat State Representative Tricia Cotham is switching parties, giving Republicans veto-proof supermajority in the North Carolina State House.
Modern-day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me and to so many others throughout this state and this country. The party wants to villainize anyone who has free thought, free judgment, has solutions.
Three Tennessee state Democrats were pulled from committee assignments after disrupting government business on a state House floor in Nashville a week ago. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton on Fox News.
This has nothing to do about the protests outside of the House chamber or the protests outside the Capitol. This is about these three members' actions on the House floor, how they shut us down, and how they led protests.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.